Okay, hi guys, my name is Shannon Beveridge. Welcome back to X's and O's, a podcast where we talk about queer relationships and sex. Last week, I had an episode with Rose and Rosie, and the feedback was that my intro was too long. It was 3 minutes long. I thought it was the shortest intro I ever did. But this will be the shortest intro I ever do. I'm going to do a quick mental health check just to say I am doing so well. I'm happy and healthy and good, and I'm going to Canada tomorrow to see my best friend Vanessa and see my best friend Kevin Burke open for Noah Kahn. He's playing guitar for Jensen McRae. You may know her from TikTok and her song Massachusetts, which I can't wait for it to come out. And yeah, this is such a quick intro because, first of all, the feedback, kidding, that was funny. I didn't care about that. But mostly because the episode is long already, because Gabby is so fucking funny. This is like literally one of my favorite episodes I've ever posted. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, follow Gabby on all her socials. Check out her podcast that just came out. I think it's going to be amazing. I already watched the first two episodes. She's so good. So yeah, check it out. And I think she has a new episode coming out Thursday. So you're listening to this on Wednesday. There will be a new episode on her podcast Thursday. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And if you have time to rate or like or comment below, I will appreciate it. And I do appreciate it. And I love you. Okay, bye. I will do an intro. Hopefully it will sound good. I'm like,
God, no worries. Okay. It can sound bad if you want.
If it sounds bad, I'll do it again. Okay. Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Shannon Beveridge. Welcome to X's and O's, a podcast where we talk about queer relationships and sex. I'm so excited for the guest today. Her name is Gabby Windy. You may know her from The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Dancing with the Stars, or her new podcast. It's, what is it called?
Long-winded.
Long-winded, obviously. Goes with your last name. It's perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
When this episode is out, your show will be out. So you can go and listen to it. I'll put it in the link in the bio. And yeah, I'm so excited. Also, I personally know you from TikTok.
I'm dead. It's so embarrassing for me.
It's literally my favorite thing. Like, I obviously discovered you when you came out. Okay, I like The Bachelor. I watch it.
But yeah.
Sometimes I'll like watch a season and get into it. And then if I don't, then I just don't know anything. But yeah, when you came out, I think my friend Shannon actually interviewed you on the red carpet with Robbie once.
Oh my God, fun.
It's like, I don't know what, it was one that went like kind of viral on TikTok.
It was like ET Canada.
Yeah. That's my friend. And she was on my podcast too.
Oh my God,
that
fun.
Girl. So random. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is such an exciting little story. And then I started following you on TikTok and I'm like, I need to meet this
crazy
person. Yeah. I need to know who this person is. Do you, like, every time I watch one of your TikToks, I'm like, when you tell
this is the beginning of the conversation, because I was almost late trying to film one, because you know you have to like squeeze in content, and I'm like, I'm so embarrassing.
No, but it's so good. Every time when you tell a story, I'm like, where's it going? Yeah. I'm never sure. I'm like, this is so exciting. I'm like on the edge of my seat. Did you practice? Yeah.
No.
Like, do you know where they're going when you started?
No. Okay. Like half the times. Well, so it was like, whatever. It's a journey.
Yeah.
Because I feel like after Bachelorette, you get a social media following. So, but I'm like, what the fuck is TikTok? Like, yeah. I'm not a kid. Like, I don't know. And I'm not like outwardly kind of performative, I guess. Like, I'm like soft spoken. I'm kind of inward. So I'm like, whatever. But you know, my relevancy was declining. So I'm like, all the kids are on fucking TikTok. I gotta get my ass on TikTok. So I tried. I would go on when I was like high,
because
that's when I had like the confidence. But also when I would try and storytell, there'd be like no conceit at all. It's like it would just like end and end. But I'm like, that is what happened. So I think now I'm getting a little better. Like, but no, I don't know where they're going.
I love it. I've like watched, I think, all of them. I'm like, oh my God, this content is for me. I love it so much. Yeah, I feel the same way with TikTok. Like, I've been on social media for so long, and I'm 32, so I'm not young either. Yeah. So when TikTok came around, I was like, what the fuck? I have to learn like a new app.
Yes.
And there was like definitely at first kind of like an aversion to it where I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then I was like, fuck, I think I have to do this. Everyone's on there. So And then there is like an element of, it's like embarrassing a little bit.
It's so embarrassing, but then it's like everybody's doing it, so it's just fine.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't just like go back and look at it.
No, you can't. Know? Yeah, you have to just post.
Yeah.
Post and look away. But
how do you feel about TikTok maybe getting banned? I know people have been talking about it forever, but I saw something that was like, maybe it'll actually
like
happen.
I feel like, I mean, for me, I feel not too scared because my other platforms are like kind of okay too.
Yeah.
But, and I feel like if it does, I feel like everyone will just move to like Reels or Snapchat or whatever. I didn't know Snapchat was like such a thing. Are you on there?
I tried to be. I saw the one TikTok that was like, you can make so much money on Snapchat. So my ass posted a story that day. I was like, but
okay,
I
loud and clear.
Literally. Yeah. There. I'm like, I'm here for the money. But it didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how to monetize it. I'm like, one more thing. But
no, I feel like I don't know anything about it either. I just went to South by Southwest like 2 weeks ago, and I went to like a Snapchat meetup thing.
Yeah.
And this girl was like, oh, I'll like get you verified on there. And so then I've started to post. But she was like, you need to post 40 stories a day.
40?
I'm like, who has time for that?
Literally, who has
time? So then I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like going to stick around for me. But it's fun because for me, I feel like Instagram, I feel like I have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And kind of like make it a vibe, like it's all like very like, I don't know, intentional.
Yeah.
With Snapchat, I'm just like, whatever, post whatever the fuck.
Totally.
Like, I'm like a blurry picture, like here's my foot, like like anything. So
I feel like it's even less fucks given than like TikTok.
Literally,
which that's pretty low.
Literally
too.
Yeah. It's like the tears, it's like lower. Okay, well, are you excited for your podcast to start?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Much like my TikToks, I don't know where it's going. People are like, what is it about? But you can't really plan for it.
No.
I feel like yours is nice because you like had a clear vision, I feel, and it's like there's nothing else really like it.
I just needed a theme so that I felt some direction at all. I think if I were to sit down every week and just be like, what am I talking about today, like I would have like had burnout, because I've already had burnout so many times because I've been online for so long. So it's like, if I have like just even a little bit of direction, I'll be able to stick with it.
Yeah.
So.
And it's doing really well. It seems like they're like, you are really filling a gap in the market, which is great to see.
So nice. Thank you. Yeah. I'm having fun with it. It's definitely intimidating. It's an intimidating space because you talk a lot.
Right.
It's a lot of you talking. And I'm like I think like, I don't know if you feel this since you've come out now, but sometimes it feels like queer content creators and queer people in general are kind of like held to a little bit higher standard of like knowledge and like
you're like, I'm still dumb, I'm just gay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I at the end of the day, I am from Texas. Like I'm just a girl.
No, literally. I'm like, I have a public school education. Yeah,
literally.
So, but a lot of lesbians are so smart.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like it's like there's a standard where it's like, don't say anything wrong a little bit.
Yeah.
More than like if you were just, I don't know, a straight white guy with a podcast saying whatever the fuck you want.
Theo Von.
Yeah.
Which, like, don't get me wrong, die for him.
He's so funny.
He's so funny. Like, I don't know if he means to be or if he's just stupid.
But I'm like, is he in on the bit?
He has to be in on it, or he just got like really lucky with this talent that he has
crazy.
No idea he has.
Every snippet I see on TikTok, I'm like, it's so awesome. Like, it's like almost problematic every time.
Right. But he gets away with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like, the talking for this long and having that kind of like pressure of not saying something wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a little bit stressed, but.
Yeah. I feel like my introduction to the queer space is my girlfriend, who's like not PC at all. She gets away with so much
because she's a comedian.
Yes. Yeah. And because she just has like a persona about her, and she's really smart. So she can just like talk her way kind of out of everything, and everything you said, like she says, you're like, are you serious or are you not?
Yeah.
But also there's like a lot of validation to the things that she says, or like credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. So it's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
But I have, younger friends who like are in the queer space, and they're like so on me about shit. I'm like, sorry, like I'm a millennial.
Like, I'm just a girl. I promise I'm just a girl.
Right. Like, no. I'm not on the Gen Z, kind of, you know.
I think it's getting better. I like not getting better, but I think people are giving people more grace. It's like I think everything can be a learning experience. Like, let me know. Like, if I said something really bad, please let me know. But
yeah, I feel the same way. Because we also got, we're like getting political right away. But I'm like, we also got to a place, I feel like, especially, I mean, you're from the South, I'm from the Midwest, like coming from such a conservative world and then opening up your mind to other things, you're like too scared to ask questions because you know that. The culture is like heavy on cancellation. Even if you don't have a platform, you don't want to piss anybody off because that's more of what the conversation is around versus learning.
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like I was I guess like before, because I think there was always signs of like not even being gay, but wanting to explore my sexuality. But it was almost like I was too scared because I was afraid, like, I was just too scared to ask questions.
Like, you wouldn't, or like you wouldn't be like taken seriously or something.
Right.
Too.
Or
like,
somehow I would just innately offend them. Yeah. Just because that's what happens. Like, just by being myself.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
No. Huge shout out to Tomboy X for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you guys have been watching for a while, then you know that I love Tomboy X. They've been a long time sponsor and I love to work with queer owned brands. It is like a dream for me. It's Tomboy X's 11th anniversary and you can get 25% off the whole website from now until Sunday, April 14th. If you use the code Shannon at checkout or you go to www.tomboyx.com/Shannon. And if you're too late and you missed the sale, then you will also get 20% off if you use that code or go to that link. So there's still, you should still go get some underwear. You should still go get some lingerie. I'm a huge fan of Tomboy X. I wear their underwear almost every day. I'm wearing it now. But this is a family show. I'm kidding. It's not even a family show. But I love Tomboy X so much. Thank you guys for sponsoring this video. And check it out, you guys. Okay, how long have you been with Robbie?
Almost a year now.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you.
And she's your first, like, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I don't know. And how old are you? I don't even know.
I'm 33.
Okay. So, like, to explore your sexuality later in life, too, I feel like is a little bit intimidating, especially after being so publicly perceived as heterosexual, right? And like in these really heteronormative, even like Dancing with the Stars is pretty like heteronormative, very middle America like audience, right?
Yeah, ballroom is like masculine, feminine, like male, female.
Yeah, and then JoJo Siwa though.
Yeah,
good for her. Good for her. She's doing so much. We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah. I'm like, silence.
But yeah, that must have been like, I can't imagine how it felt like already. It's already hard without a public following or like a public persona to like explore your sexuality. But then to have that too, like, was it so scary?
Well, I have a question. When did you come out? I'm like, before I answer that, what about you?
Okay, so I came out. I like had an experience with a girl in high school.
Okay.
And then her parents kind of outed me when I was like 16 to my parents.
Oh my God.
But then I went back into the closet. I was like, my mom was like, are you gay?
You're like.
And I was like, now I have a boyfriend. So what the fuck are you talking about? I just like totally said no. And then went to college, joined a sorority. Was like.
Oh fuck, you were really. Yeah. I was like, overcompensating.
I'm going to find the man of my dreams at SIGEP. Like, no, you're not. So then I came out, like, I started coming out kind of during college. And then I was fully out by, like, 22.
Okay.
23. So younger.
Okay,
But also kind of old. It's weird because now kids get to come out, like, at 16. So I had a different experience. But anyway.
Okay. No, I'm just always curious because I do think, like, I don't know. I always say this with like The Bachelor and kind of my new platform too. I feel like my age is such a blessing because I didn't go on TV until I was like 31. I was an ICU nurse for 8 years before. Mm-hmm. So I had just lived so much of a life.
Like a real life. Like a fully actualized human.
I had a traumatizing childhood. I did it all. So I feel like I just had perspective and I've always been like kind of good about like beating to the drum.
Beating to your own drum.
Whatever the
marching
saying
to
is.
The beat of your own drum.
I always think of beating my own drum. So I feel like when it happened, I wasn't really like scared. Naturally, I think, you have a shame that you like just want to deal
especially
with.
Especially coming from the Midwest, too, on top. Yeah. Like, so many layers to it.
Totally. And even having, like, conservative parents. But I feel like it was nothing really more than that. I was never afraid. I actually think it was easier for me, which I know not everyone is the same. I'm really lucky for the people who follow me and have come to love me, like, after the TV shows I've been on, because they've been nothing but, like, really supportive mm-hmm. and happy for me. And I kind of felt like that was going to... And it's like everybody's gay.
Yeah, now. I know. It's 2024. Like, who right. isn't a little bit gay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that helps. I think, like, from what I've seen of you on TV, too, it seems like you are very much yourself. So I Thank feel like you. When you came out, I feel like people are like, this is a genuine person. This is a right. genuine relationship. This is a genuine, yeah. like, thing, which is nice. Because yeah. some people, I feel like, when you're going on those reality shows and you kind of can tell when people are kind of, there's, like, a facade or, like, yeah. they're there for not really... the right reasons or whatever. I mean, what is the right reason? Yeah. What
is... On the Bachelor vernacular.
But yeah, no, I feel like that probably eased your transition into, like, coming out too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was already, like, kind of not even used to public scrutiny, but I don't think Bachelor had ever really seen anyone like me mm-hmm. who was, I was really open about not coming from, like, a nuclear family mm-hmm. and already having struggles and, like, just doing things a little differently. So, and apparently, like, all the bi girls were on to me when I was on TV. They were like, when's she going to come out? So I think it's just, I think, yeah, it's a sign. I don't know. It's like, how did we become this way? Yeah. Is it like, yeah. you know, is it our sexuality? Is it like society? Is it like, fuck you to the patriarchy?
I mean, like, maybe it's all they're all things. Good. I like yeah. all those things. Who cares? Right. Anyway. Yeah, I feel like, didn't you have like a quote when you were on The Bachelor that you like hate men?
Probably. I don't know. I'm like, probably.
Like, it sounds like something I might have said.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I'll fall in love with this guy.
Yeah.
How did you go from... Did you get engaged to the guy from your season?
Yeah.
And how was that?
I mean, it was always really bumpy. He, like, you can only get to know someone so much, not even with, like, just being on TV, but I think a lot of dating and a lot of my problems with dating men was, like, they aren't forced to get to know themselves like totally. Women are mm-hmm. because we have to overcome so much. We're already at a deficit. It's like blah, blah, I
mean, the world wasn't
blah.
Like made for us by us, you mean?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it's like we have to better understand ourselves that men aren't forced with that pressure. And like mm-hmm. I immediately kind of not I didn't know at the time, but I really did feel a disconnect and like who I was dating because I don't think they knew themselves enough to like be forthcoming with information about themselves.
Yeah.
It's like people were like, you should have asked better questions. It's like, is this not on me?
Yeah, yeah.
I could ask any question, but it's like the answers that I was given and like they just don't do the work.
Yeah. I feel like he needed to ask himself those questions, right?
Right.
Before
yeah.
yeah. That is so interesting. I feel like, do you feel, is it so different dating a woman compared to dating men for you now?
It's like, I feel like it's not that different, honestly, because I think you just get so used to your relationship and it's like, okay, this is like the person that I'm in a relationship. But I do feel like this is the first time I really like am facing kind of the guards I have up in relationships that you don't really know until you fall in love with somebody. Mm-hmm. And then like you're facing it face to face and you're like, why the fuck am I acting so crazy? You're like, oh, because you love them and you're like scared.
Yeah.
So I think that's been just the big difference is that I'm actually able to like grow in a relationship and be in love.
That's so sweet. That's yeah. so nice. I also feel like, I don't know if you feel this way at all, but did you kind of feel like you were always like just smarter than the men you dated?
Always. Yeah. 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 And it's like, it's I'm like, not even that smart. Yeah. Like that is a problem. Like I know a lot of people who are smarter than me. So why?
But yeah, like you're not feeling challenged too. Like, and like,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really imagine because I'm like the opposite. I'm like a gold star lesbian, which...
What do you mean?
Do you know what that means?
No.
Oh my God, exciting. Okay, a gold star is like a lesbian who never even slept with a guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
okay,
there's
cool.
lots of little terms.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So like I don't have any real experience dating men. I've only ever yeah. dated women. So...
You're not really missing out on anything.
Yeah.
I tell you that.
Sometimes I'm like, am I going to die a virgin? Like, yeah. Like I know I've had sex, but am I going to die a virgin?
Right. Yeah.
And then I'm like... I am. Yeah. For sure I am.
Want to.
I would like, actually, I would love that. I don't need to ever do that. But it is weird because I don't have any experience dating men, but I do have experience dating women who've never dated women before.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I've had many, not many, but I've dated girls that I'm like, the intro.
Does it scare you?
I don't get scared of that scenario because I think it just comes from confidence. Like, I'm confident, yeah. And I'm not like insecure. So if someone is choosing to date me, like, I believe they want to date
okay,
me.
That's
I'm
a
not
good
like,
place
are
to
you
be.
Gonna like leave me for a guy? And
yeah,
I feel like you can tell just by like communicating with someone. I can tell what the vibe is, you know? Like, right. I've never dated a straight girl. Yeah. Every girl I've ever dated.
I'm like, I don't hate myself.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, no, I don't. Also, like, you, I can tell you're not straight if you're like, sorry, but if you're going down on me, that's not a straight girl.
Right, right.
Right? It's yeah. Like, you're not straight now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like I just believe people that they want to be with me.
No, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should keep doing that.
I'm going to keep doing that.
Were you ever, like, in a situation where you could have had sex with a man, but you're like, no?
I don't even think.
No?
I don't think it even got that close. Yeah. My last boyfriend, like, last guy I even talked to was my freshman year of college. And I used to have to get so drunk to kiss him
oh
that
God,
I would kiss him with my eyes open.
Oh, my God.
Because it was like I was kind of dizzy.
Yeah,
so
and you were like still
I
trying to find a boyfriend.
I was like,
I swear.
It's you. It's like,
yeah.
And I was like the classic thing. I was a freshman in college and it was this like older guy. And everyone was like, oh, my God, he likes you, Shannon. He likes you. Like this guy. I was like, I guess I gotta do it. Yeah. I'm like,
must black out first. I'm like,
let's take shots.
Let's
take some shots and then let's see what happens. And then he cheated on me.
No, an idiot.
I know, but it was like, I didn't care
at
all. Like, I didn't care at all. But I confronted him about it. I texted him. I was like, hey, so a girl in my sorority.
You're like, this is the difference. Yeah. Me showing up to my ex-boyfriends who cheated on me, like breaking shit over my knee. And you're like, just to be clear.
I just texted. I'm like, yeah. By the way, I think I heard maybe you're cheating on me.
Okay. Totally fine.
Just let me know. Just invite me next time. No, I literally, my sorority sister she played golf at my college. So
what school did you go to?
Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
I'm like, is that the Longhorns?
The Sooners. It's,
okay,
it's
yes.
The Longhorns, like, rival. Mm-hmm. So we're, and my sister went to UT because that's Texas. But yeah, she played golf. So she would go to golf at like 5 a.m. and she was driving by this girl. I don't want to name these people, but this girl's house in the morning and his car would be parked there at 5 a.m.
God.
So he was like going over there spending the night. So she like sat me down. It was so drama. My sorority sister sits me down. She's like, I don't know how to tell you this. But he's cheating on you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, act upset. Like, I was like, no, yeah. I'm like, oh.
You're like rejoicing.
I'm like, fuck yeah. I don't have to kiss him anymore. He also used to like bite my lip so hard it would bleed.
Ow,
and I was like, what is
I
this?
I hate that shit.
Like, what is, I don't want that.
Right.
But it would sober me up a little bit, honestly.
It's like
I might have
awareness.
Needed it. Yeah.
It's like, this is not hot.
No,
it actually hurts.
It was like a pinch, too. I'm like, what is it?
Like a little nibble.
Yeah, it was not good. But yeah, I texted him. I'm like, hey, I heard like your car's been parked at so and so's house. And then I shit you not, 2 seconds later I broke my phone. Like, I sent the text, my phone cracked, it was totally broken. The next night I go out and he's like hooking up with a different girl in front of me. And I was like, and not even the girl.
Are we broken up?
I was like, what? Okay,
yeah,
awesome. I'm like hanging out with the girl I liked for my sorority who didn't like me back, but I was like, isn't this awful, he's doing this to me? Let's drink all night together. Let's have fun together.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then he didn't know, and then finally I told him. I was like, by the way, my phone just broke, like, and he was like, I thought he cried, and he's like, I just thought you
don't
were the type of girl.
Yeah. Type of girl what?
You're the type of girl who would never forgive me because you're too good for me already.
Oh,
that whole spiel.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I was like,
just giving himself an out.
I was like, you're
this
right,
this is men. Like, they're all a version of this.
It's crazy. Also, I can't believe the girl, also I'm gonna bleep it out, but the girl he cheated on me, her name was
No.
Like, what?
No.
I'm
that's
like
some
offended.
Oklahoma shit.
Also, who names their kid that?
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my last like experience with a guy. So we never even got close. But I'm like, he never like even felt me up. So I've got questions.
Yeah.
I've got questions.
Right.
About for him.
Yeah, you're like, what did you think? Like, you could have like let me in on it that I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. Jeez. Also, I'm like, I've always I don't know how no one knew, but I mean, okay, so that's got to be a different experience for you, because I feel like anyone who's like hyper femme, it's easier to fly under the radar.
Totally.
Like forever. I feel like so many lesbians for generations. I don't even know how you identify.
The last 100,000 years.
But like, really though. Yeah. And we've been like flying under the radar forever. Even I could have probably married a guy and he would have been like, awesome.
Yeah, totally. They my love wife. It. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I could be like hanging dressed out with the like bro. This. Yeah. And they'd be like, that's my hot wife.
Yeah.
Like, guys are so stupid. But did that make it harder for you because you didn't have like, probably people weren't like, Gabby, are you gay all the time, right? I think people were asking me. No,
yeah.
Is there something like, you want to tell
us? We're on to you. Yeah.
Literally.
No, yeah, nobody really had any questions. I guess like when I was a nurse, I had a really good friend who was a lesbian and everyone thought we were dating. And like I never was like offended by it. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
You know, that hilarious. They would think like that. But it's like, obviously I think because they thought that I would entertain it, or I think people just think I'm like open-minded enough that I wouldn't feel like I needed to date like just men. But yeah, no, nobody's really on to me.
Why do you think you didn't explore that with that girl? Were you just not attracted to her?
I just never, like, I was in Colorado. She was maybe like the first lesbian I had ever met since college. This girl who was like Butch Dyke.
Got it.
I'm like, I can say these things because I'm allowed. In the community now.
You're allowed. Those but, words are yours now. Yeah. We have to take them back. So.
Right. But, and she was like hilarious and great. And she was like always hitting on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is funny. We like see each other at parties and stuff. So I just never thought anything of it, or never thought, you know, I was so hyper focused on men because I think like, I'm a really sensitive person. Mm-hmm. Annoying.
Bummer.
Yeah, literally sucks so bad. So I feel like whatever shit happens to me, like kind of me playing the victim already, like it happens worse. I'm a woman, but I got it the worst. But I just really wanted, it was like, you know, kind of Midwestern Colorado where it's like your worth was about a man. And I was like, I was a nurse. I was dating doctors. And I'm like, this is going to be, one, my meal ticket. Two, like, give me the utmost whatever. Like, and by virtue of having them as my partner, I would have self-worth because this is, like, what our life is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
So
that's wild because I feel like you've changed so much since then. Like,
I think
you're thinking.
I've always had, like, I'm like an insurrectionist. That's not the word. Like some kind of an alternative mindset.
Yeah.
But I've always been so at odds with it.
Yeah. Like suppressing it, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
It's hard, I think, too, when you do fit in. Like when you can fit in, when you could, it could, that you could do that. You could have done that so easily, probably, like on the surface, maybe not deep down.
Right. No,
but it's
totally.
Like so much harder because then you're really going against like the status quo of being like, now I'm changing it all. Like I could have done it, but I'm not going to do any of that. But that's, I feel so the same way, even coming from Texas, that like I had a lot, even though I knew I was a lesbian, like fully knew I was a lesbian and moved to California. But my first girlfriend, I was only like 23. And I was like, I'm going to marry this girl. I'm going to have babies with this girl. Because I still had.
So lesbian of you.
But, and I still had the Texas mindset of like, of that's like, what you do. Like,
do you want to get married now?
Eventually. Eventually. I feel like, I don't know, my parents are divorced and then multiple times divorced. So I've experienced a lot of chaotic relationships in my life where the thought of forever sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then I also am like, is that real?
Right. It's so hard.
Yeah. But I also, I think yes. I mean, I definitely want to get married one day. I think the idea of like having a partner for life is definitely, I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Same.
Life's sucks a little bit.
Yes.
So
a lot of it.
A lot of it. Yeah. So I would love to have a partner. But my time frame has changed so much. I mean, already, like, I thought I was that classic. I was like, oh, I'll have my first kid by 28 and then my second kid I'll have by 32.
Right.
Now
I'm
32. Like, my eggs aren't even frozen. Like, it's not looking good right now for me. And the kid thing too. I know I watched a few of your podcasts too.
Oh, wait,
I feel like that comes up for you a lot.
Yeah.
Like people really want to ask you because you don't want kids.
No.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I'm always like, just like being a lesbian, I feel like I always allow my mind to change. Like I'm never not that I don't believe what I'm saying, but I'm never so firm in my views.
Yeah, you're not that, like, rigid in anything.
Right,
yeah.
That, like, I can't allow my mind to change. So I understand that things might change later. Robbie is, I've never seen her with kids, but I hear she's really good with kids.
That's
and
cute.
She's so good with animals. Like, she's just
she's like, we yeah. should maybe have a baby.
Right. She's just so funny. So I think once, like, my ovaries start to shrivel up, I'll be like, holy shit. Like, then it's like the countdown. Oh, we got to have a baby right now. But I think both of us are kind of on the same page, where we had such crazy traumatic childhoods that like, one, now we want to be kids. We are just now feeling stable in our lives.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if I want to relive childhood
through
a kid. Mm-hmm. Or like, it's like maybe my next lifetime. But
yeah. Sometimes I think I struggle with, first of all, the world is so crazy right now.
Totally.
So it's like,
what are you
bringing
into?
Is this place
into?
Awesome? Like,
yeah.
And I just like, I feel like so many people, kids are like a narcissistic like appendage. Like, you just want to do, live like,
yeah,
through your kid,
right? You're like,
and I
kind of
like
something.
My life. Like,
yeah, same.
I'm kind of stoked about my life. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like I need to fix something that went wrong for me and be like,
right,
you could have been, I could have been like a professional ice skater. Like, I don't have like
yeah.
that like thing that I need to fix
yeah, so
through
now
a
you
kid.
Are.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, I think it probably will happen, but
yeah,
I'm the same way with you. Well, I used to be like, I'm 100% having kids, no
okay.
question.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was basically during like COVID, like a height of COVID, that was like, what, why?
Right.
Why do I want to do that? Actually,
yeah.
Like, actually asking myself that question too, because I feel like before that, I never even thought, it just
was just like,
was
obviously normal, people have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think I would be kind of cute pregnant. So
yeah.
I like,
I'm like, do you want to have your own kids?
I feel like I would, but it depends. Like, if I get, if these guys shrivel up in
yeah.
that time, it
yeah.
is nice that there's two wombs involved.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind if my wife did too. I don't know.
Would you, or like one of each?
I think
maybe.
I would like ideally do reciprocal IVF. So,
which is
like, I would carry her egg and she would carry my egg.
Okay.
Because you
yes.
have to do IVF no matter what.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
So, I
yeah.
mean, I guess you can do, what's that other one called?
Mm.
So, where they just shoot the sperm inside of you.
Oh, like a turkey baster.
Yeah, it's but like, it's called something else too.
An artificial insemination.
It's another thing of IVF. It's like RVF or something. I don't even know. But
okay.
it's not. It doesn't work that often anyway.
Oh.
So they recommend that you take the eggs out and then inseminate. Jesus. I'm,
yeah, yeah.
I don't even. You are you a
I
nurse?
I should know this. I know, but I don't. I'm
I mean,
like,
I guess
I
see you nurse is a little different.
No, we're not dealing with a whole lot of IVF.
Okay, yeah, checks out. Yeah. But yeah, if you already have to take the egg out, I think it's kind of like there's something sweet. They
yeah.
say too, like even when you have a surrogate, like if a straight couple with a surrogate, some of the surrogate's DNA gets into the baby.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like, I want some of my DNA to get into the
right.
baby.
Yeah.
And then when your kid is like older and like, fuck you, mom, you didn't even carry me. I could be like, and you're
like,
my DNA.
Yeah.
And you were in my womb. So
right, actually,
we're
I did.
All connected here.
So you're still grounded.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like so future thinking. I'm already ready to fight with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Right.
I don't even have like a wife. I don't know what I'm
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, you're
here.
Building it up in your head.
I'm
you're
ready
like, I'm
to
gonna
go.
Get them on this point.
Yes, I'm preparing.
Yeah.
Do you and Robbie live together?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, it's definitely been a topic of discussion for a long time.
It's crazy that it's been for a long time because you said you haven't even been together for a year, right?
Right. But it's,
but
like,
it's been
know,
on
but
the table for yeah. a long time. Got it.
Yeah, maybe for like 6 months.
Okay.
Which it's like not, I mean, we didn't totally U-Haul it. She did say she loved me after 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was like,
not,
and I think you love me too. And
I'm like, what is going on here? You're like,
this bitch is actually crazy.
Like, this is being a lesbian, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know any difference. So
right. And then I'm
love.
Like, I think I do. Like, you're right.
You've convinced me for
yeah.
sure. That's
no, but we like, I think it's nice. We both have individual places that we love,
mm-hmm.
and she travels a lot. So it's like every time we're like, let's pull trig, we don't get into a fight, but something comes up and we're like, we don't know if this is the right time. And I feel like that's a good thing to force us to slow down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just with her traveling so much, it would not even be more convenient, but it would just like it would be better use of our time.
Yeah. Because then when you're together,
you're rationalize. It's like, actually, I just want to live with her.
We need to live together
yeah,
right
we have
now.
To. so he can see you more.
Have you lived with a partner before?
No.
And did you ever even like want to?
Never. You're like, I wanted to be alone.
You keep your apartment, I'll keep mine. Thank you. Yeah. Let's take our time.
Which I did think I was like low key like would do that, but I am used to living by myself. I've lived by myself for like almost 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never lived by myself, which is crazy because I am 32. I'm like, my roommate's Zoe. I also travel a lot and I feel like I feel safer like if I'm gone that someone is here, you know?
Yeah.
But I did live with a partner once and How was it? Well, it was that first relationship. So we were really young. So it was also like kind of for necessity because we were young and broke.
Yeah,
so it was
totally.
Like, what are we going to do? We want to move to LA. We can't afford to live in LA not together. So it was like that kind of vibe. But
which I get that. Not always ideal. But it's like sometimes it works out.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather not live with a partner until I'm like ready to get engaged.
Yeah.
If I could help it, like,
yeah,
even if it means we spend the night at each other's house every single night,
right?
I still think just like having space, especially because of what we do. I don't know what your day to day looks like, but I work from home, so like my space is like all my space is my space, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to get that all confused with someone.
Yeah.
Unless my partner had like a 9-to-5 job and was going to an office.
You're like, no, actually you have to go.
Yeah, no,
from the hours of 9-to-5.
That would be perfect. I never know. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Do you feel like it's nice dating a comedian or like someone who's in the industry compared to if you were dating like an ICU nurse?
Yeah. No, absolutely. She's been in the industry for so long, you know, for like over 10 years. Mm-hmm. She's been doing stand-up forever. So I feel like just as a resource, it's really nice.
That's true, yeah.
And she just gets it. Like, not even that. Sometimes she'll like want to talk about comedy stuff all the time. Like, can we just not talk shop? Like, this is like not hitting for me.
Not talk shop.
Yeah. Like, maybe with like your other friends, totally. So we have...
your other friends. You're like, I'm your girlfriend, remember?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I know. I'm like, you treat me different.
It is hard though because you're both girls, so sometimes you're like, sometimes it gets a little confusing. I'm like, are you my best friend?
Right.
Like, you are my best friend and then you're my girlfriend and then you're like,
yeah,
and you definitely don't want to be co-workers.
No.
No,
I'm like, do you? I don't know. I know. I'm like,
well, maybe. Yeah. Like, what more can we do together?
Right. I want all your time. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's really nice. She just travels a lot for work, which like I don't know how I feel about yet.
It's like, is she on the road like some percentage of the year? Is it like 6 months out of the year she's around?
Like, it would probably add up to that. Like maybe 50 to 60% of the time she's home.
Damn.
But yeah, she's gone quite a bit. So, and like, she's like, come with, and I can, but I honestly like, and I feel kind of entitled that I get to say this, but like, I don't like traveling that much.
Yeah,
I like to see new shit, but I also, it's like we live, you know, it's
so nice here.
Right.
Where do we want to go?
Exactly.
I love it here. Yeah. I feel like some of the best relationships, or I guess there's one relationship I know, my friend, her parents, her dad was an actor and her mom lived in LA like full time. And they were basically like long distance 6 months out of the year for a lot of her life. And she thinks that's why their relationship is
so
as
good.
Healthy as it is because they got to miss each other so much.
Yeah.
And then when they got to be together, the time was so intentional. Like they like really cared. But that's ideal, like 5 years into a relationship. I feel like in your first year of a relationship, you're kind of in that where I want to do everything
honeymoon
with you. Like, let's hang out. Where are you? I want to drive to your house. Like,
literally.
That's a different time in your life, right?
And we met like when she had gotten like right out of a WGA strike meeting and then we met or started dating. So she was like fully on strike, like the industry was kind of down. I didn't have anything to fucking do yet, so I was like not doing much. So we spent so much time together, I'd say in the first like whatever, 6 to 8 months, and now it's like reality's hitting. Mm. So
it's almost like you started dating in like COVID,
right? In quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, did I take all that time for granted because we were new and I was always picking fights? I'm like, how much do you love me?
I'm dead. Because you're like loving someone so much, probably for like the first time, not the first yeah. time, but in a different, it's just so different. Like,
yeah,
girl relationships. You said something interesting in a podcast I was listening, I think it was the Vinny one, where you were saying because there's not gender roles, you guys get to kind yeah. of make them for yourselves.
Yeah.
Is that, how is that going for you guys?
I'm like, I go back and forth because I'm like, I am a feminist, but also not.
Yeah, okay, fair.
But no, yeah, I'm like, I feel like not having gender roles allowed me to fall in love with her. And like, that's what, because not that there was so much expectation on a man, but it was like, yeah, why aren't you smarter? Why can't you mm-hmm. like treat me or at least meet me? Mm-hmm. It's like the bar was actually lower for them in a way. And now it's like she's meeting all these things that mm-hmm. I don't even have to ask for. And I'm not really expecting her to make all the money. I'd like her to.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah, I'm not opposed. But yeah, I don't like need her to open the door. I don't have to have her make me feel like a certain way. So I feel like we're just meeting each other. Also, in my mind, I guess maybe it's more this. It's like we're a neutral playing field. I have no expectations mm-hmm. of kind of how I'm supposed to be treated. I'm like, she'd be.
No. She's like, is it normal if they hit you? Like, yeah. You ask me. You're like, so little. In my relationship, this right. is happening. I'm like, no. Yeah.
Like, but there's no, but we do joke. We're like, we're girls. We can hit each other. Like, that's not funny.
Like, let's not do it though.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I feel like just all of my expectations were out the window, so we kind of got to build a relationship from scratch.
Totally. And you have like no expectation at all because you've never had that experience, right? Mm-hmm. I one of the girls I dated who had never dated a girl before, like, I remember kind of the beginning of us dating, she was like, you never hold the door open for me. And I was like,
what?
I'm a lady. Yeah. Like, we could do it, we could both do it back and forth,
right?
But I feel like just even the, like, we would walk through a door and I would hold the door open like this, like behind me, not yeah. like, you know, like,
right,
and you go first. Yeah,
yeah.
And I never even thought about it because again, I never really dated men. Like,
right.
I dated in high school, so I dated boys.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. I doubt they opened any door for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was like an interesting experience because when she said it, I was like, oh my God, is that something right. you want? I guess I could do it. I can do it.
Yeah, you're like, walk back through that door.
Let's go back outside and let's do it again. And I'm like, yeah. Do you want me to open the car door? I can do those things. Mm-hmm. But it's not like inherently gonna come to me because yeah. that's not my expectation because I never had that before.
Totally.
So it's like, I think especially in your first like female relationship, it's just like a lot of communication of like,
yeah,
is that your expectation? I didn't know. Right. So just
yeah.
let me know.
Totally. Which they always say, they're like going with no expectations kind of in like everything.
Yeah.
But now it's like really rings true and I feel like it has helped. Also, I would never like ask anyone to hold the door open for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it is kind of nice because I feel like it's like, well, Robbie does like to like pay for dinners, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. But now that we're kind of more getting into our relationship, there's no like real expectation. We'll switch off. We'll split. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't feel like when in the past, it's like you would fucking know if I was paying for more. Like, I would let you know. Like if it was 55-45, you would know.
Really?
Yeah. Because what else are men good for?
Fair. I don't know. I'm yeah. It's like, I've never even met one before.
Right.
Like, when I have a guy friend, I'm like, huh. Yeah. Like a monkey around, you know? I'm like, right. I don't even know. What do you think about? What do
yeah.
you? I have, like, one guy friend, like, close male friend, and he's bi.
Okay. So yeah, like, right. So you're like, you don't count.
Yeah. I'm like, you're different. You're yeah. evolved. Like, yeah. You think differently than straight men. But I probably should hang out with straight men.
You don't really need to.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Yeah, I'm like, this is actually the first kind of like very queer space that I'm doing like a podcast or like anything for work because I come from such a straight world.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I feel like the conversation is going to be like so easy and nice yeah. if someone gets you. Whereas hanging out with the men, you're like, oh my God, like, you are this stupid.
Yeah, it's like pulling teeth a little bit.
Yeah.
I've never even been, like, I don't think a straight guy would ever even, like, invite me on their podcast. Like, yeah. There's no crossover there.
Yes, they would. Straight men love Robbie.
That checks out. That yeah. Gay men love me sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like, why do I kind of think you're hot? I'm like, yeah. I don't you're know. Like,
yeah, this is confusing to me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give you any vibe. Just so right. You know, yeah. I don't think you're hot. So, but it is like weird. It is weird. Like, I don't know. It's weird being a more mask lesbian in spaces. Like yeah. how you're perceived versus, like, especially I've dated, every girl I've dated has been super femme.
Okay.
And then going into gay bars with those women, it's yeah. kind of, I've had experiences like Akbar. Do you know that bar?
Yeah.
I've been there once with an ex of mine, and these gay guys to the left of us were like, okay, and now we got all these straight girls in here. Because I was like at the bar, and I think my hair was long at the time. So from behind, I'm sure. That's all men are like, long hair.
Yeah, literally.
Now my hair's short. They're like, right. Okay, sir. Like, yeah. Literally. I'm like, okay, night and day. Yeah. I'm getting on airplanes. People are like, excuse me, sir. I'm like, look at my face.
Right.
Is this a man's face?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a tiny girl.
Right. Yeah.
Treat me as such.
Yeah.
But no, these guys at Akbar, they're like, okay, now these straight girls are coming in the bar, taking over. And I turned to them and I was like, we're lesbians.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gay. I belong here. I'm
like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, I'm having to fight for my right to be right. an Akbar. Yeah, all places.
I've been
like,
to Akbar when I was straight. Nobody cared.
Also, yeah. Oh God, don't want to open. Did you see that whole controversy like on TikTok of that girl? She was like the straight girl at the gay bar.
Oh,
and
no.
She was like, lesbians were mean to me at the gay bar.
Whatever. Lesbians probably loved you.
Well, it was like a lesbian bar and they brought all these guys, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
I think
that's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, men, they already have their own space. It's like lesbians cannot have their own space because it's infiltrated by men.
Yeah. And also, we can't keep any of them open because lesbians get in relationships and are like, yeah, and we're staying home tonight.
So true.
We have wine at home. Why the fuck would we go to the lesbian bar? What are we going to do there?
Yeah. I'm like, what's the point of socializing?
I'm done now.
Everything I need.
Yeah. Me and you, babe.
Yeah.
Do you have like a queer friend group?
No. I'm like, you. You're my new friend.
Like, I'm coaching you. You can yeah. be in my friend group.
I guess a little. I shouldn't say no. One of my good friends is bi, and she's dating a girl, so we hang out quite a bit. But it's like, you know, we always hung out when I was straight, too.
Yeah.
And then Robbie has a lot of queer friends. But it's like, for as much as we travel, I feel like, I don't know, just our age too, like, we're just not all like intermixed, I guess. But most of my friends are straight, I'd say. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can hang out with me and my friends. Yeah. They're all gay. Everyone's gay here. So yeah, I think it's nice. It's nice to have gay friends to talk about things with, because
yeah.
as much as being in like a straight relationship is the same as being with a woman. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Relationships are relationships.
Totally.
But there are like intricacies and things that are really nice to talk about with
yeah.
other queer people, especially I don't know how you feel, but when you're navigating being a newly queer person too,
yeah.
like, to be able to ask those questions of like, so right. are we all hitting our girlfriends or
like, you beat yours up too?
Yeah. So what are you guys doing behind closed doors? Let me know. No, but it is helpful.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also why I wanted to start this podcast, because I feel like a lot of people don't have queer friends.
Right.
I get a lot of feedback from people being like, where yeah. do you find your friend? Like, where, how did you make these friends?
No, literally, even traveling, we just got back from London and I'm like, oh, just for being such a big city, I feel like there would be more lesbians, but there were just none.
Well,
I think I saw a couple maybe, like at Robbie's shows, obviously, but anywhere I look, really, it's not. And it does. It's like, whenever you're at events, like, you know, we went to Kate Berlant's premiere, and so there was lots of like lesbian couples and stuff. And like, you look at them, you're like, holy shit, it's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah, it's and exciting. Like, it's so fun. I love to see gay people out and about.
Yeah.
I'm like, lesbians.
Yeah, literally, me too.
Like, especially like stare cute. A little too long at them, like,
yeah, you're like, kiss. It's
I used to always be like, are they sisters or are they lesbians? And I'm like,
yeah. Now I'm just, and you're like, still, are they sisters?
Yeah, yeah, just What's the truth? No, in 2024 now I'm like lesbians no matter what.
Yeah,
in like 2010 I was like gay, are you friends, what's going on?
Yeah, but even now, when I see girls holding hands, I'm like, oh, my heart just like melts.
Yeah, it's so crazy how like thirsty you are for representation, and just because it makes you feel normal. Like,
yes, that's just what it is. It's just so validating
because it is so normal, I think, especially yeah. when you first experience it, like you're like, this is exactly what I can tell in my body, this is what I should be doing. So right, this is right. This yeah. is right. But I can't see myself anywhere else. So right. I still feel kind of like wrong.
Yeah.
And now it's so nice. Well, I was going to ask you about this too. Like how you kind of, I think you said in an interview, sorry, I'm like, I did research, okay?
No, that's me too, with all my okay. guests, yeah.
But I think you said in an interview that you watched a show, the one with a yes. Francesca and yeah. Abby, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that kind of like was a tipping point of you're like, I could yeah. probably explore my sexuality.
Totally.
Do you think like reality TV, I think reality TV could be that for so many people if
yeah.
these showrunners would just like
right.
do anything gayer.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah. give us some gayer shit. Even the Queer Ultimatum, I think, really did that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched it, but.
I did. It was kind of brutal.
It was so brutal.
Because I'm like, we need good representation is the thing. And I feel like Francesca and Abby were like good representation.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like healthy. But the yeah. Queer Ultimatum is already set up as a show to show unhealthy dynamics,
right?
Like I even know. The straight version of the like the show,
it's just so much, it's pressure,
like, it's two people who are in a completely, it's also fake, right? That
yeah.
can't be real. How are they finding that many people who are like, right. I want to get engaged tomorrow, and they don't.
Yeah, and so like I'm fine cheating on them, like yeah. right in front of their face.
It's like that's
I'm like it's a crazy concept.
It's a crazy concept.
Yeah, naturally they would be the ones that are like, okay, yeah, we want like queer people on, but yeah. it's like we need some legit shit.
We need like love stories too that are yeah. sweet or like that we're rooting for. Are
yeah, no, I know. My, I know my legs. I'm like I have to stretch, but I'm just trying to do it discreetly.
I'm trying like, to do
yeah.
it. I'm like, you are moving.
Okay.
No, this yeah. happened to me yesterday. I filmed yesterday and my leg cramped up and I didn't know what to say to the people I was talking to. I'm like, okay, I'm dying. But I'm like, this is my own fault.
Yeah, this you is, did this.
Yeah, I did this to myself. yeah. Okay, anyway, hopefully queer representation in reality TV will get better. Also, yeah. I'm stoked for every bachelor, bachelorette person that comes out. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
I know.
Becca Tilly did it
yes.
so early. I'm like, yeah. she's coming on my podcast too.
Oh my God, fun.
Yeah. So
yeah.
it's exciting. And then Clay, I mean, that
yeah.
How really did they crazy. Let him be the bachelor?
No, I know. I heard rumors. Like, everybody, literally everyone knew.
How could you not know?
Yeah.
Like, as a viewer, you're
right.
like, this yeah. sweet gay boy.
No,
I feel
actually.
Like that they kind of did him dirty for that.
Yeah, they shouldn't. I mean, at that point, I feel like he was so down bad and mm-hmm. in the closet because I think he was like a football player
yeah
and just like all the pressures
he's
and
like
so,
the all-American perfect little sweet
yeah, right
closeted boy
yes and it's like you just can't put him in a position because he will fuck himself up and he did
and he did
put, yeah
I know
the girl that he chose like through hell all because he was trying to like live this lie.
I know it's so it's sad like, I when it was happening I had so it was so hard to watch the public reaction to that. This is so funny because this is like old news. But the public reaction, like they were, I feel like he kind of got vilified by a lot of people. Like people being yeah. like, and that was crazy of him to do that, especially because he's gay. Like he did all that. I'm like, he
yeah.
did it because he was like, you have to be the girl. Like I
right.
think she was his last hope
yeah, yeah.
of normalcy in his mm-hmm. mind. He's like, if it's not her, then I have to come out.
Yeah.
And that is terrifying. I mean, it's a terrible position to put that girl in, too.
Totally.
But I obviously, yeah. he wasn't coming from a conscious
no,
mindset.
Yeah.
It was like desperation.
Yeah.
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 It was so sad.
I know. It's really sad for the both of them.
Yeah.
Which it's like, yeah, it is such a straight place. And especially, I think men are still just so repressed with their sexuality that it's like, just come out already.
It's
like,
so
you can be bi too. You don't even have to be fully gay.
I know. It's so like, hard. And then it's, but then people like bi guys have such a bad rep.
I know. It's I'm so like, hard. I don't know how I feel about bi guys, honestly. I say that and I'm like, I don't know if I believe it.
You're like, boys be bi, but,
right,
but you're like, obviously gay.
Yeah, literally, but you're gay. Yeah.
No, I feel like that's like such a stereotype, but I do have my bi guy friend.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know. Good for him. Yeah. What's he like?
You have to meet him.
Confused.
So is he gay or straight?
Right. Just pick. What do the girls think that he dates? They don't care.
He's like kind of like an artsy kind of guy, and I feel like people are.
I think if you can back it up, with like
he's a musician, you know, and they're like, yeah, you probably are bi,
right?
Of course, yeah, it works for him. Okay, do you identify as what? What do you identify as?
I don't. I'm very fluid with it. Okay, which like maybe the community I know is maybe I don't know. I'm new here, but.
Thanks so for just, having me. Yeah. I'm
just
new.
To lay the groundwork, just to get myself out of anything you might say. But I feel like, I think everything is a spectrum. I feel like if you're not straight, you're gay.
Yeah.
Basically.
Agreed.
Which is like queer. But as far as like bisexual, lesbian, I think it's just easier for me to refer to my relationship as like a lesbian relationship.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, because it's like what's currently going on. That's my experience right now. It's like, you know, the bi girls who always have boyfriends. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, put your money where your mouth is. Okay, let me fucking see. Munch that rug.
I'm fucking dead.
But so it's like this to me is the opposite of that. And it's like I don't even – it's like, yeah, I am attracted to men physically for sure, but I think it just goes beyond that, and I think a lot of lesbians and queer people feel the same.
Yeah.
It's like probably everyone's pansexual.
I feel like if – with like – with societies – I feel like if we were all thrown on like a deserted island and we had no culture and no idea of anything and like our brains are washed,
right?
I think everyone would be fucking everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Like things would be way more just attraction based and it wouldn't be like, oh, men have to dress like this, women have to dress like – if we didn't know any of those things – I think it makes way more sense that most people would be queer.
Completely agree. Because I am. It's like gender and sex are different. Like is gender construct? Like, I think so. Because, like, what about in the caveman days? Were they making the girls put a bra on?
Yeah.
I'm still pissed at, like, the sexualization of nipples.
and I will not
get over it.
Yeah. Me either. You're right. It's crazy.
I just think, like, our culture and obviously society and the men, they just, like, it's easier, I guess, to be binary and then they get to put themselves on a pedestal. But I completely agree. If we were washed of all of that, you just like meet somebody that you have chemistry with that you're attracted to.
Totally. And I also think everyone would be like non-binary. I feel like more, because we would have no, how could you, there would be no binary, right? If we all just were thrown.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, where we would do the same shit we did.
Maybe,
but
if
it would take
a man
long time.
There for sure, which is the binary, but
that some alpha male would be like,
yeah,
you guys over here and you guys over here.
Yeah.
And then we'd be fucked again. It would probably in time that would happen. But I think like they say like Greek people, like they all were fucking all like having orgies and stuff because everything was just pleasure based and not
sick,
which makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, why are we torturing ourselves like this? Monogamy, sometimes I'm like, why did we choose that?
Right.
But then I'm like, don't fuck anyone else. When I'm sleeping with someone, I'm like, it's us, right?
Yeah. So just to be clear, I know. I feel like people think like whatever, if you're like queer, you're poly. But it's like, no. I don't think so. Like if you're a lesbian, you're more monogamous than the straight, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, now, I don't know. But I feel like everything is getting so open.
I know.
Are you okay?
No.
You're a dancer too, right?
I know, yeah, but I've never had like the flexible hips. Plus, like that's in the back. That's, like, years past.
Except for when
last
did you do
year.
Dance?
Yeah,
like that's in my past.
Yeah, this in my. I'm gay now. Yeah. I don't talk about BC.
Everything is new now.
Yeah.
This
before
is your
gay,
new life.
After gay. Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
Okay.
I love to run my mouth.
Okay, perfect. Me too. Also, so nice to meet. I'm so glad. I knew that it was going to be fine because I watched so much of your stuff and I'm like, this girl seems so normal. I mean, like so easygoing and like easy to talk to. I feel like most people who are doing anything in this space
yeah.
are able to show up and kind of turn it on, you know?
Oh, I agree.
And then, which yeah. is nice. But the pressure, it's been interesting being the host, which I, you'll...
It's scarier being the host.
Yeah.
I like being the guest because, like, you don't have to prepare. It's not your fault to, like, guide no, if the
it's,
conversation.
If it's bad, it's like, right. sorry, that yeah. was your fault.
Yeah.
Like, every podcast I've gone on, I'm like, this is a joy.
Yes.
This is, like, I could be here forever. Let
I
me...
I know.
But with mine, it's just like, fuck, is this going well? I've
right,
only had
right.
a few where I got a little bit like, is this okay?
Yeah.
I want them to be whatever they're gonna be, you know? Like, I don't want to
yeah.
set expectations of, if they're silly, like, I want it to be silly. If it's
right.
serious, it can be serious, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
But, I mean, ideally, I prefer to be laughing a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like.
No, same. I know, because I kind of want on mine, too. I'm, like, thinking, like, shooting for the stars, but I'm, like, also, I like to keep everything light,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's hard.
So
it's so hard.
I don't know how I would navigate that and feel like it's cohesive. But, yeah, I feel like listening to a couple of my episodes back, it's, like, some of them have a different, like, vibe, but I feel like it's a reflection of, like,
mm-hmm.
your different
yeah, you,
relationships
yeah.
with people and, like, how you can navigate and stuff.
Totally. I also feel like I'm kind of a chameleon a little bit
yeah,
in that, like, I will match the other person.
Yeah. I'll say shit that I don't believe in.
You're like, I will
agree.
Lie. I
yeah.
will lie.
Literally just to make them feel comfortable. I'm like, totally.
Yeah, you're like, agreed.
Yeah.
So valid.
Yeah.
Me too. Honestly, there was a couple things I said in my last episode where I was like, fair. And in my head,
yeah.
I was like, I actually
not
don't.
Fair.
I was unfair.
Right. But you're like in such an intimate environment
like,
that
how do
you're
not
like, right. How do you
validate
just like school
them?
Them?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if this is a bad question to ask you.
No,
but,
please,
so I'll just
no
ask
bad questions.
You.
Yeah.
But do you have any fear, or does Robbie, I guess, have any fear because this is your first like female experience that you would ever want to explore hooking up with other girls?
I think there was maybe in the beginning. It's, I mean, the beginning was such a whirlwind that I was kind of like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just have to follow my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And like every day, you know, I wanted to be with her and I wanted more of her. So I think both of us are just ready to like be, have it be it. Kind
yeah.
of. Like you wait for, it's timing. It's the right point in your life and the right person. And I feel like we see that in each other.
Totally.
And we work so hard in our relationship that I feel like maybe if I was younger.
Yeah, I was going to say, I also feel like there is like an element of our age. Where,
totally.
Like, okay, I've kind of, even if
yeah.
you're like, I've slept with people or I've done.
Right.
I've dated people.
Yeah,
you know?
I've
like,
dated too many. Too many men.
Like, I've been engaged.
Yeah.
I've kind of done it all.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I just
far, I know sometimes, but it's like I know lesbians who are single who have a hard time like finding girls. It's like we just got really lucky in the way that we met, and it's like it is like kindred spirits.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah, totally. Also, like
yeah.
I think sometimes when you know, you know. Or
right.
so I'm told.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clearly it's not.
I know, that's what they say.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is true. Like, I also just, like, don't really have a wandering eye, though.
Yeah, me
and
either.
Neither does she.
I'm like that, too. When I'm dating someone, it's like I become, I don't even understand that other people are attractive. I'm like, you know what
right.
I mean? I mean, I
yeah.
do, obviously. I'm not, like, blind.
Yeah.
But I'm, but I'm just, like, become very, I'm very monogamous.
Yeah, same.
Very so
mm-hmm.
sometimes to a fault, I think so.
Yeah.
No, just like I'm like,
you like won't let them go.
Yeah, that and like I'm a serial monogamous, so kind
oh,
of like
yes.
And now
it's yeah.
my next girlfriend, so
yeah.
it's something. It's just really hard. It's so hard dating women because you do feel close to them faster, and it's like
right.
why would I jeopardize something if it like feels good and it's like going well, and then you're spending so much time together, then you're really close, then you're like. It's just like a complicated, I don't know. I can't compare it to anything because I never dated men. But
yeah.
it does seem to be like a
no,
common thread between
yeah.
queer women that I know.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like you're right. And like luckily, I don't know, we've both done a lot of work on ourselves and have both been in other relationships. So we have like not expectations, but I guess boundaries with ourselves
mm-hmm.
and the other as a partner. And it's like we know what we want and what we need. So I feel like that's helpful too. Because, yeah, I feel like the lines get really blurred.
Yeah, they do get really blurred. I have had experiences dating people where I'll be like, ugh, I like look so bad. And they'll be like, yeah, me too. And I'm like,
you're
wait,
like,
no,
whoa. That's when you say, no, you don't.
Back. Let's circle back. Or I'll be like,
yeah,
God, I look so tired today. And they'll be like, Me too. I'm like, no. Yeah.
Girls
no.
just making it about themselves. Literally,
I'm like, I'm your girlfriend. Yeah. I'm not your friend. Like, you have to, please.
Yeah.
That's like a weird, it's like one of those blurred lines where yes. you're like, wait, we're not friends, remember? Like,
yeah.
I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah. I feel like Robbie did a really good job at the beginning of our relationship that like set it up romantically.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Yes. She's just like, I honestly don't even know how to describe her still. But she's just, I don't know. She has, yeah, she just knows what she fucking wants. But after our first date, she like pulled over and the whole date was really romantic. She was like, you can scoot closer. You can hold my hand, like all mm-hmm. this. And we were like really flirty. And then she pulled over and she was like, okay, I'm going to kiss you. Yeah. So it's like, doesn't make things weird later. But she always set the tone of it being romantic.
That's so sweet.
And I feel like we've kind of held on to that.
Yeah. Which that is definitely nice. Helps if you can yeah. like set that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Robbie's like a good person to be, it sounds terrible, but like introduction to women? Like she's kind yeah. of like patient, or
she's like a natural born teacher. She, you know, she's one of 10, so she
okay.
Yeah,
holy shit,
surprise.
What number is she in?
She's 7.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah, so like a lot ahead of her, but and kind of below her. I yeah don't know, after, but so they like all raised each other, so I feel like she kind of has, she really like held on to, I think, the mentoring teaching mm-hmm. kind of like parenting. So she does it in her own way. Not that she's parenting me, but she never really shied away from the challenge,
yeah.
which was nice. She was never really scared, like, because I had questions, mm-hmm. obviously. And it's like, you don't want to offend anyone. So we were talking just pretty openly right at the beginning. And she never took anything personally and just was really good with like explaining things, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. It takes a certain person.
I wouldn't.
Like, it won't be me.
It will not.
No,
yeah.
It definitely is. There's like a certain brand of lesbian that's like,
yes,
we can figure this out together.
Right. Yeah.
I will. It's such a weird kind of thing, because, yeah, you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, she's my like teacher, like Mr. Right. Miyagi or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but then there is obviously like an element of patience and guidance.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, and this is, maybe you would want to do this. It's weird for me because I have dated a few people who've never dated girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say like sexual communication is my biggest strong suit of being like teacher vibes. Like,
totally.
Do it like this. Yeah, and I'll show you like that.
Well, I also think that's like just kind of being a girl.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not, at least when I was having sex with men too, I never felt like empowered to really say what I wanted.
Yeah, it's, you know? Yeah, it's like hard, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel I've gotten like a little bit better at that, because I also realize in the end, both parties are hurt.
You have to.
By
right.
like lack of communication, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it really helps too if you're the more experienced one and you're hooking up with someone a little less experienced, if they're asking the questions. Because if someone verbatim is saying, what do I do?
Right.
This
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you could be like, okay.
Yeah.
You could do this or you could do this. But if someone doesn't ask, because there's also, I've had experiences too where someone's just like, I'm going to figure this the fuck out. And you're kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah. This isn't what I signed up for.
Like, maybe you should ask a couple questions and I can tell you. But
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's a complicated thing. And also every gay person had a first gay experience, or like a first gay, that mentor person, you know, at some point it does happen, unless you're just like sleeping around, I guess. But it seems like more often than not, someone is like the relationship you have where they're kind of like telling you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sounds weird, but it's like kind of the truth.
Yeah, you kind of have to take it like upon yourself. But I also feel, it's like everyone's different in what they like. So it's like you have to learn new in the beginning of any relationship anyways. You kind of have to unlearn what you thought you knew.
Totally.
And like even with having sex with dudes, I feel like actually the best ones were ones that were in relationships. So I think the communication was just better and and more open.
Totally.
So it's like you really get to know because you're not afraid to ask.
Yeah. What, how and to, your like, walls please. Are down and you feel safe and you're like, right. Okay, if we're going to keep doing this, it better be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But there is like, I feel like even for me, even before Robbie, like with having sex with men, I had like a, like just I feel shame, not like shame, whatever, like I'd still do it, but I like I was fucking, believe me, I would keep me from having a good time. Yeah, but it's like I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah,
I wasn't asking them any questions.
Yeah,
and they weren't really asking me. So then like now having sex with women, I feel like it's honestly, it does feel safer and more connected because I feel like there is an open line of communication. Mm-hmm. So it is. And like that's another way to enjoy sex is honestly just by like talking about it. Like totally. It gets you excited.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I think women just have a, whether you're gay or not, we have like an understanding of other women right. in a way that is so different.
Yeah.
But I have a friend who said, like a lot of times sex with men and felt like men just using her as like to masturbate.
Yeah. I can corroborate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I feel, I also feel is interesting because then sleeping with a woman, like I feel like sleeping with men, men have no expectation of a woman finishing, really. Not all men.
Right.
But, you know, it's not really a priority. It's like, they definitely will. Maybe you will. Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird then switching to sleeping with women because it's like, that is kind of an expectation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, I do hope that that will happen. Even if it doesn't happen, it's fine. But there, that's like the goal is both of you trying to like do that, right?
Because it is like redefining sex in a way. Yeah. Because it's not sex and like, it's like, lesbians are virgins, really, if you think about it.
I'm like, that has to be on my TikTok. Yeah. Lesbians are virgins.
We are.
We're sweet little virgins. Yeah, exactly. All of us.
Yeah, Mother Mary. So it's like, I know Robbie and I kind of talk about it too. It's like, but we get to, you know, like make it our own because there's no like definition, which is kind of fun, but also very confusing because the two like coming at different times has like really fucked me up.
I've talked with people about that too.
Yeah,
because also I think there's an element of straight sex where you're both feeling something exactly the same at the same exact time.
That also, yes.
And then you can kind of lose yourself. I don't know because I've never done it. Yeah. But like, I would assume you could get more lost in it because you're doing it exactly the same time.
Right. Whereas, you know, you're getting pleasure at the same time. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's something in your brain that like takes something immediately off the table. Like you're not worrying like, okay, so when are they going to get their time?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. I can't even imagine. It's got to be, it's different.
It is different. Yeah.
And it's different, which you don't, you're not going to experience probably, but it's like different from girl to girl, like a lot different. Like, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I had a friend on this podcast, too, who slept with men for a long time and then came out later in life, too. And I was like, I mean, I'm assuming like it's different from guy to guy. And she was like, not really. Like, not as much as you think. Like, no. And I was like, it's
crazy. The difference
is
in their skill level, like how interested they are in like pleasuring the woman.
Yeah.
But as far as them, it's like they're all too pump chump. Like, it's just like, okay, that's easy.
But girl to girl, it's like it is different. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, every time you're kind of learning a new thing. I always say it's crazy. It's crazy. It's 2024 and people still will ask me, like, how do lesbians have sex?
Yeah.
And
I'm like, we scissor.
And then I'm like, I don't know. Like, we don't really.
Like,
I'm going to put a survey out. How are y'all having sex? Like, it is, everyone is different. I have so many lesbian friends and our definitions of sex vary person to person.
Yeah.
And because I always say, I feel like
what are some definitions?
Like, some of my friends will be like, okay, if we're both trying to give each other an orgasm, that's lesbian sex.
Okay.
For me, I'm like, if we're both like naked, I feel like that's lesbian sex.
Like if we're both in bed, I'm like, lesbian sex.
If I have my sports bra on the whole time, maybe it was just a hookup. You know? Like, Because also some people, I feel like sometimes I've hooked up with people, it wasn't like sex, you know?
Right, right, yeah. But there's like more of the emotional.
Yeah, like, or yeah. like if I just fingered someone, like guys right. just finger girls all the time and they would never be like, I fucked that girl.
Yeah, right? Yeah, finger fucked her. That's no fun.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's so different and it's like different person to person. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still learning myself.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Which is kind of nice because I feel like, yeah, it doesn't really matter like the experience you have necessarily as it is like being intuitive and wanting to learn about your partner.
Totally. And that is the same as straight sex too. Right. Yeah. So, or yeah. any kind of sex. That's just sex.
Right.
Or it should be.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. This has been so nice. Thank you for coming. I don't want to sit like this anymore.
Oh my God,
personally, no. My hips hurt also, and yeah. I'm not a dancer, so we got to get out of here. You guys can follow Gabby on all her socials. I'll put them in the link below, and also check out her podcast. It's out now, and yeah, long-winded.
Begging. Yes, begging. I'll do anything.
I'm sure it's going to be great. I haven't gotten to hear it yet, but I'm already endorsing it just based off this conversation God. And everything I've seen of you on every podcast ever. You're hilarious. Also, please follow her TikTok because I need you to enjoy that content with me.
It's unhinged. It's an acquired taste. Everything will be an acquired taste.
Yeah. But the taste has been acquired by me, so you guys need to figure it out. Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is so fun. Yay.